So, it's my great pleasure to introduce Vajratara to you. I'm sure many of you know her already. She's now both my friend and fellow team member, as she recently joined us at Tiruvannamalai on the ordination team. And I'm sure that Vajratara would be just as happy to give a talk on the Buddha Vandana or the Sangha Vandana, but I think it's very fitting that she's giving the talk today on the Dharma Vandana, because I think it's a very natural talk for her to give, and it's also natural for me to introduce her in relation to the Dharma, because she's someone with a very strong faith in the Dharma and an equally strong desire to communicate it. She was telling me just yesterday that apparently at some point when she was on one of her ordination training retreats at Tiruvannamalai, that Anjali asked her what she planned to do in the future. And she was a very young woman at the time, and you know, this maybe is a question that we might ask, well, we ask people from time to time in the ordination training. And Vajratara said she really couldn't understand the question because she thought the answer was obvious. Because the answer would be, was that she wanted to enter the order and teach the Dharma. And she couldn't see any other reason for being at Tiruvannamalai on an ordination training retreat. So I first got to know her there at Tiruvannamalai, and she was in a group that I led, an early group, early in my time there, on the Transcendental Principle. And I hadn't led that study much before, and it was quite a wild group. It was both wild and also opinionated, which is quite a difficult combination. And I was very grateful to Vajratara in the group for the clarity and sanity of her contributions. And we were talking, obviously, about the Transcendental Principle at the time, and later on she sent me an essay she'd been working on. She was at university at the time, studying, I believe, philosophy and religious studies. Yep. And she sent me this essay after the retreat, which was entitled, "Is Nagarjuna's Shunyata a negative critical substantive theory or an objective referent?" So I received this in the post and I thought, right, Maitreya, you better start doing your homework. But there was no way that Vajratara was going to go the way of academic Buddhism, because she knew for herself, in her own experience, that the Dharma had been life-saving for her. If not literally, then emotionally, psychologically. She knew that if she tried to live an ordinary samsaric existence, it would have led to a serious crisis for her. So once she left university, she joined the shop team where she'd already been volunteering, the shop team in Sheffield. She was at university in Leeds, and she'd been volunteering there for some time, but she joined the shop team and worked there full-time for 4 years. Was manager, I believe, as well. And subsequently joined the Sheffield Buddhist Centre team, which at that time was very small, just two other people. And, well, Vajratara had a huge effect in developing the Sangha in Sheffield, being very outgoing, active, and a very good friend to people. So I was privileged to ordain her in Tuscany nearly 7 years ago. And I wanted to give her a name which expressed both that wisdom aspect and the bodhisattva activity. So when I came across Vajratara, I just knew that was the one. So, yes, looking forward very much to hearing her talk. We're delighted to have her on the team at Tiruvannamalai. She's a great team member and a lovely friend. Vajratara.